Maybe you could introduce yourself, your role in the band, and what you will do tonight at the Mensada.
Well, actually, this is our equipe company. We are three now. And so I said, Vova is our video guy who's making and producing video. And actually, what we do now, we have tendency to make a kind of interactive video, which goes to be mixed with music. So, and as for me and Ilya, we start doing Project Mashera around 5 years ago. And actually I did songs and Dedusha did music. And at the very beginning we decided to make this project as a visual project. So we have kind of show things like costumes, stage performance, and first video we made together. And actually that was very nice collaboration, and still it is so. And Ilya is very talented and famous producer in Russia, so he also works with many other bands, not only in the sphere of electronic music, but also as a guitar leader and playing different instruments. Well, and as for me, I start. First, I was really interested about the visual theater stage, contemporary theaters, new forms of visual theater, and so I came to music by theater sphere, let's say.
And where did this interest came from for theater?
I was interested about new forms of theaters and the new attitude to of how to perform, of how to stage a show. Let's speak about the show. First we were making just videos, and we were searching for kind of fitable music for that. And finally, we decided just to make the music ourselves, because it's the most simple and the most direct way to have to fix our idea. So that's how we start doing music together. Mm-hmm. And
so the first thing is the performance, the pictures, the videos, and
yes,
after that the music.
Yes, as for me, I was really interested first about this sphere. So first we made a video which is called Non-Existence. It's the video which now has, it's an introduction to our show. It's the story of, let's say, girl doll, which is who is balancing on a swing and singing a very tender lullaby to the world. Wishing light and kindness to the world. Mm. And
is it this white girl in a black room?
It was interesting,
but I didn't get it.
It started like an installation, so it was first installed in a cube room, where there were a black, totally black space, and we use different projection to put it on different walls, combined with music. So first it was just an installation. Then the show came after.
Mm.
And now in the Mash Air Non-Existence program, we start the program by the introduction of this lullaby song. So it's kind of a message, let's say.
What is the message? What's the next question?
Yes, this is a story. I was living in France for some time, not long ago, and there I heard childish lullaby, Au clair de la lune. I don't know if you know the words, the lyrics about. It's a personage called Pierrot who is trying to open the doors. He arrived to one door, knock the door and ask if someone is here, if someone can open the door. And someone behind the door doesn't open the door. So he then goes to another door and also tried this door to be opened, but finally he realized that all the doors are closed. And then the final is that he said that every person in his life can have a situation that with you wanted to have a fire, a candle, a kindness, and try to knock the door like human being, to have human being warm. And the truth is that sometimes the doors are closed. So let's say that our project is kind of an open door.
Okay.
So we want the doors to be opened. Yeah.
And you give the audience what they need. So and audience we is give, knocking and you open.
Let's say our idea is to give the audience an open room, an open door, and to allow them to go into our world and to ask their permission to go into their world.
Okay.
So it's this kind of exchange. Yeah.
And is there also interaction during the show? We try
different sources how to make this exchange. So we use a video with kind of lights when we appear into some pieces of light and we see the audience, and I try to contact the audience through this windows, let's say. And so we just spread our music, spread our atmosphere, and make as much as possible to give the good feeling for the audience, to relax them, but then to put the sense into their mind as well, to tell them the stories about what happened. And so
For me, it's not a very common kind of art or performance in the German music scene. I'm not sure. It's something I never met before, or I have never been on a concert like this. Is this more popular in Russia, or where, in what countries do you think this is a normal kind of art?
What do you mean that if it's this kind it's of show?
Theatrical.
Yes.
Or with video installations. I mean, this is a thing, it's coming more and more with this video stuff and iMac and laptop and so.
Actually, let's say that we started doing this already 5 years ago, and I cannot tell that it's special Russian thing. I think that the art stage has a tendency to be more visual last years, and the element of a show, element of language, not only music or lyrical language, but visual language as well, is very interesting aspect about how to install the show. And so in this way you have more sources to arrange your atmosphere, let's say, not only by music and by lyrics, but also by creating kind of special world by visuals and etc.
And you would see yourself as actress as well as musician? You're both.
If I see myself like an actress?
Yes.
I never thought about this point. I song by song, I live my life, what I think, what I want to tell to people. Sometimes I feel myself like this personage Pierrot. Sometimes I'm very strong about myself. So it's kind of up and down, and very honest, like from my heart, what I really feel, what I really think. And I think it's the same about the guys. I think we really do what we feel.
You just mentioned these famous Russian electronic musicians and producers.
Yeah.
My general question would be, how is the scene in Russia for electronic music? Because it's about you, it said you are one of the most exciting electronic acts in Russia. So how's the scene in Russia? I have no idea.
I think that the Russian electro stage is, for the moment, is really nice developed, really interesting. Has
their boom?
Has really nice and very original sound. Maybe it has tendency to be a little bit deep, but it's definitely has was original original idea and bright sound. I think what's happening around the electro scene in Russia now is really interesting, because we have a lot of new young musicians and they started to become famous, and they produce in a nice way, and they collaborate with international artists. And let's say after 90s, a new generation of a Russian electro musician appeared, and it's mostly based in Moscow now. But still, also in Siberia, for example, we have like in Irkutsk, Siberia electro stage is really, really nicely developed and attracts attention. And nightlife in Russia also now in a very has very active lifestyle, let's say. So I would definitely recommend people to go to Russia, to Moscow, to Siberia, and there you can find outstanding things, outstanding, really, really a lot of imagination and by the way, nice production work as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is electronic music the most famous or favorite music for young people in Russia, or is there other kind of music, I don't know, hard rock or something else? What
rocks? As for me, because I am into electro music more than into some, of course I like any, I like every good music, every kind of good music, it doesn't matter if it's electro beat or it's if it's a guitar music or whatever, but I think that what's happening around the new electronic music is really worth of attention, and
and it was a new thing after 1990, wasn't it? Did you have electronic or techno music before 90?
We had some bands who appeared already in 90s, but they had electro sound like Central Group. But it was, let's say, it was not so developed, let's say. They didn't have kind of special stage, and it was forbidden for a very long time in Russia.
Вся музыка, не только электронная, вообще вся музыка.
Like all free music, let's say, like all independent music.
Мы были закрыты, никто не приезжал к нам, не видели, что в мире происходит. Сейчас мы
I agree, because the situation was like Russia was a closed country. I mean, Soviet Russia was a closed country, and in the 90s we opened the door and started to exchange with the world, and that gave a lot of new energy to Russian contemporary music stage.
A lot of inspiration.
Yes.
Could be my last question. Last year you've been at the Fusion Festival.
Yes.
And how was it? I mean, it's a quite big public, thousands of people. Was this the best moment in your career, or what was the most impressing event for you?
Fantastic festival. We really enjoyed playing at Fusion Festival. We played at Tanz Visa stage, and I enjoyed DJ playing at this stage, and our act was also very active, and we really like it to be at Fusion, and we'd love to go again there, and because there are a lot of interesting artists and musicians and many stages and many kind of different kind of music presented there, and of course Russia, we participating in many festivals also, Mixed Festival, in New Cultural Fest, Picnic Official Festival, so in Eight Miracle of the World Festival, which also we have a soundtrack for the country. And they are
But I could imagine that your kind of music functions quite good or better in small rooms or dark places. I don't know, in cozy clubs.
We can talk about kind of feedable stage. We can. That's. But I think it's my opinion. As artist, I enter space. It doesn't matter which space, but I have to create the atmosphere in any kind of space. Mm-hmm. If I cannot do that, of course I can tell the stage was not right. Their acoustic was not good. This wasn't. I prefer to play in this location, but still, and my idea is that okay, we can have difficulties in some stages, that because we have to install our transparent screen, we have to install a projector, we have to make sound checking,
and it has to be dark.
And we tried it to be dark, but still, we played in a very and very different locations. And in the morning, and in the daytime, and at night, and early morning, and our idea is to create our atmosphere in any kind of space. That is basically, I think, very important. Let's say there are some locations which are more simple about checking, and some locations, of course, need to have a special attention or special production work before, in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But we played in a theater stages. We once even played at gallery, in art gallery. There were the paintings around, and still, even in this situation, we created a stage and a video projection, and so. And we played outside, and we played inside, and we played in the ground and everywhere. So just we think how we, when we enter the space, we think what we can do in this kind of environment to create our world. As for Vova, he really enjoys to play the big spaces because that gives him an opportunity to make a huge video picture. And of course, it's attractive. Of course, it's. But of course, it's very impressive, and it's to play with different screens. Like we have this opportunity. With a very high sound, a huge sound, and with, of course, it's you would never compare it to anything else when you play a big stage with it. Wow.
So you will actually come?
I hope so. May I?
Great. Of course. You're more than welcome.